What is up? I'm Ava.
And I'm Ziva.
And welcome to Bottom of the Scoreboard,
where all your favorite sports get some deserved recognition.
Today is all about golf.
Golf is a club and ball sport in which players use various clubs to hit a ball into a series of holes on the course in as few strokes as possible.
I bet you guys have probably done mini golf.
I think everybody has done mini golf. Yeah. Mini golf is like...
It's really fun, but it's not like as intense as like...
There's also golf. Top golf too, where it's basically just like you're hitting the ball off that tall.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think golf... My dad is like... I feel like everybody's dad was once obsessed with golf at one point.
Yeah, or like everybody's dad goes on golf trips like every year or something.
Yeah. It's a very interesting sport. I feel like... My dad says it is a sport, but I don't see the physical, like...
I do think it is a hard, like, sport to do. Like, I suck at golf. Like, I'm really bad at it.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, I don't have the patience to line up my ball.
Oh, me neither.
And, like, hit it. Like, and I don't have, like, the patience to, like, hit softly when I'm close to the hole or something. I just, like, go all
and hit
all
it.
In it.
Yeah. I feel like golf is one of those sports, though, where you... Definitely, obviously, have to have a lot of patience, eye coordination.
Just be quiet. I'm not quiet.
Do you have to be quiet?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, when the person's, like, putting, they're like, everybody quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the little golf claps.
And you need to, like, know what to use when. Like, you really need strategy. Because, mm-hmm. like, there's a whole bunch of clubs that you can use to hit certain distances and all that.
There's also, like, the sand pits. There's also the sand pits when you're golfing. There's also the water. And the main area where you want to hit the ball is the green, obviously.
Yeah.
Because that's where the hole is going
to
be.
Yeah. It definitely requires some skill because you have to figure out how to get it out of its, like, spot.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's in, like, the dirt pit thing.
Yeah.
But apparently it was banned in Scotland twice.
Really?
And I don't really know why. And it was also invented in Scotland. So I don't really know why they banned it.
Oh, I think it was because between 1457 and 1744, the government believed it interfered with, like, military training, I guess. Because that's when all the people were trying to go into the wars and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so I guess it kind of, like, distracted them.
But it was invented in Scotland, so you can thank Scotland for golf if you play golf.
Scotty!
The people who ban...
The people who ban golf were also the ones who created the sport.
That's kind of
hypocritical. That's very hypocritical.
Because, like, you invented it, but you don't want people to play it. Like,
yeah. Professional golfer Tiger Woods has had some amazing
escapades
in the news, but one fact that's for sure is that he is an amazing golfer. He took an interest in golf at only 6 months old, and his father started teaching him at 2 years. Holy cow.
He's got his first hole in one at 8.
That's a child prodigy right there.
Like, I can't even get a hole-in-one on a mini-golf set. I'm not not gonna lie. And
well,
I'm 14.
I guess that is how much work you gotta put in order to be, like, a champion. Because
you really have to have the interest.
Tiger
at a young
Woods
age.
Has, like, won, like, 81 PGA tournaments. And he is, I would say, the GOAT. But there's also, like, older people, like Arnold Palmer. He's a good golfer. Jack Nicklaus, he also is pretty good. Sam Snead, he's also pretty good. But Woods, like, over the past couple years has kind of, like, gone downhill. Because, I don't know, there's, like, the mental state of golf, too, that also kind of, like, destroys. It's kind of like tennis, I feel like.
Yeah.
Mentally,
you gotta
be
there. Mentally, it's like, you have to be aware of everything around you.
Yeah.
When you're playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be aware of what's behind you when you backswing. You have to be aware of where the hole is. You just have to be able to, like, see everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how we're, like, right-handed, we write with our right hand, and if you try and do it with your left, it's, like, really hard?
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're left-handed, vice versa.
Yeah.
apparently... Phil Mickelson is right-handed, but he golfs left-handed, which I think is interesting.
That is interesting.
Because why do you feel the need to golf left-handed if you're better
you
with
know,
your right?
You know, when I was a little girl, my dad bought me left-handed golf clubs because he thought I was left-handed. So I still have golf clubs, but they're left-handed, and I don't use them because they're really uncomfortable to use. Yeah. Like, I, as a right-handed person, I can't do anything.
Like,
really
I can't do anything with my left hand. Like,
I can dribble.
Right,
I can
my
dribble
right arm, my right arm is way stronger than my left arm.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, I can lift human with my right arm, probably not my left
yeah.
arm.
Yeah. Like, I think especially also women's golf, it also has kind of deserved some recognition as well.
Yeah.
Because there are some really good golfers. And the first round of women golf was played in 1811.
Most people think of it as a men's sport, but it's also a really good, like, it's a girl's sport too.
Yeah, I feel like women struggle in almost every single sport. The most recognition recently has been women's basketball because of Caitlin yeah. Clark and all these, and Angel Reese and all these good basketball players that have just, like, gotten recognition for the sport, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. But, like, some girl golfers need some recognition.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, like, if you're a girl golfer, you're good.
Yeah.
Like, you're either not a golfer and bad, or you're a golfer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, you're not, like, a golfer and, like, kind of medium. Like, you're a golfer for your whole life, and you're good at it.
Yeah. There's a 12,501 chance of making a hole-in-one.
Yeah, I've probably used up all of those chances, so maybe next time I go mini-golfing.
I have gotten a hole-in-one in mini-golf.
Yeah, I think I've gotten, like, a really crazy one that, like, you'd never think was a hole-in-one.
I like the ones with, like, the little, like, there's three holes or whatever, and then the sloop, the tubes that go down.
Yeah.
And then you get the hole, yeah.
Yeah. You have to, like, pick the right one, and you, like, get the hole-in-one.
I also like the colors of the golf balls. The golf balls, like, there's also, like, high-vis ones. Like, I have these, like, neon pink ones, and they're, like, really high-vis.
Yeah.
But they're, like, really easy to spot. Because, you know, they're, like, neon and everything.
They're neon bright. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see them, like, anywhere.
Yeah. But before, like, golf balls were, like, plastic and, like, carbon fiber and all these, like, fancy tech, they were originally made of feathers and leather.
How do you golf with feathers?
Yeah, I don't know. The manufacturers would wet the feathers and, like, wrap them around the leather. This helped the feathers dry around the leather. This was a time-consuming process, and as you can imagine, that did not create the most reliable golf ball.
Have you ever seen, like, a golf ball cut open? Like,
no.
It's really cool. It has, like, I'm pretty sure it's just straight up, like, rubber inside. You have to, like, find, like, this sweet spot to, like, cut it in half.
I've seen videos of,
I've seen this one girl who does it on, like, TikTok. It's, like, it's really cool. Like,
oh,
the inside of a golf ball is, like, it looks really cool. Like, you can see all the layers. Some have, like, water, so they have, like, this, like, it, like,
huh, that's pops. Cool.
Yeah, and, like, there's different colors, and then, like, each golf ball is different. And, like, the top golf ones have a chip in the middle and, like, stuff so that they can, like, track where you
are. Oh, huh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make more sense with the chip and everything.
Yeah, I think that golf balls are, like, pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
the way that you can see like the rings and the layers.
I used to do this like thing in like my backyard or whatever where I would like set up a net and then just like
bounce the golf.
I would chip the golf balls into the little net, and one time I hit my, you know, like the tents. They're not like tents, but they're like things that cover your driveway. So like stuff. So I was hitting it, and then it like went through the tent and like tore a big hole. And then my dad got really mad at me. And so golf balls aren't really a thing to be playing with, kids.
Yeah. I think just stick to like a mini golf place or like
Top Golf. I love Top Golf.
Top Golf is a very good.
It's also really expensive, though, so, like,
yeah. There's also those, like, virtual ones where it's, like,
fake
golf, like, game or something. So,
and you just hit it against the projector or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys should watch some golf on TV or go golfing for yourself. And
you should also, if your school has a girls or boys golf team, you should definitely go support them, because Mercer Island has one. They actually have a meet today match. I'm pretty sure they left already, but...
Oh, that's news to me.
Yeah. By the time this episode airs, it will be done. And so hopefully the girls' golf wins. We are hoping and praying, because they have not had the best season. I remember there was a really, really good golfer like a couple years ago who was here.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways.
Anyways, go support your local golf or go play it for yourself.
Yes. So.
Peace out.
Adios.